Okay, we got Bamidbar, we got Shavuos, so we also have a beautiful Rav Palm. Rav Palm, who is always the sweetness. The one thing Rav Palm was known for, and again, I don't know Rav Palm at all, but I knew Rabbi Reisman, I listened to Rabbi Reisman's Torahs all the time. The sweetness, the humility, the beauty, the splendor of Torah. And this Torah that we're going to share today really articulates that particular point. The Gemara, the Pasuk tells us in this week's Parsha, the Pasuk tells us the following, vis-a-vis the end of the very end of Parsha's Bamidbar. It for some reason gives us a warning about the Mishpacha, about the family of Kahas. It says the following, Al Tachrisu es Shevet Mishpachas HaKahasi, Mitoch Levim. Don't kill or destroy the family of Kahas from Levim. Vizos Asulam. This you should do to them. Vichayu Velo Yamusu. They should live and they shouldn't die. What's the obvious question? Read this pasuk 100 times, it's just very fast and I'm you don't catch it, but when you read it slow, there is the most obvious question in the book. What is that? Vichayu velo yamusu. They shall live, surely they shall not die. Now, obviously, that's true. You shall live and surely you shouldn't die, right? If you're going to live, you shouldn't die. What do you have to tell me, both of them? Again, if you ever taught a high school class, you would get why you have to teach both, because I know plenty of kids who are officially alive, but you wouldn't know it. Okay, v'chayu v'lo yamusu. So what's going on in that particular pasuk? So the Netziv, Rav Palm, based on Ibn Ezra, develops a Netziv. The Netziv, Kedarko B'Kodesh, takes the pshat and develops it. What does the Netziv say? The Netziv says, first he quotes the Ibn Ezra, Yosifu Chayim, you should extend life, velo yechrasu, and you shouldn't be cut off. And the Netziv embellishes and says, kol kedusha nosenes chayim lin yazir ba. Any kedusha that you have in your life, if you protect it, that will give you life. But the corollary to that is, umachras lemisheino nizer kiroi. It will destroy those who don't take care of it properly. It's like the famous vart. The Mishkan has a ramp going up to the Mishkan. There's a ramp. Why? Because either you're going up or you're going down. There's no neutral. He says, we were given a tremendous responsibility, particularly the Levim. They were the carriers of the Mishkan. They were given a tremendous responsibility, namely to maintain the Kedusha within Klal Yisrael. You take care of it, that's going to give you life. But because we have that tremendous responsibility, if you just ignore it, mamela, that's going to cause death. There's no in between. Chayu is one option, lo yamusu, that's the other option. Either go ahead and drive ahead or come back. And then Rav Palm develops this in particular in the area of Torah. He says, Kinei Kedusha Sekedora Torah Gedolamo. The Kedusha of Torah is tremendous. The ones who are medayek, who are very careful in the Kavodah Torah, uma'atara, and puts a crown on it, benoam hamidos, in particular with their midos, they will give the crown to Torah. They will make others want to engage in the study of Torah. Think about any person that's ever encouraged you to learn Torah. If you like them, then you're going to want to do it. If you dislike them and you find them annoying, you will have no interest in learning Torah. If somebody learns Torah and his midos are not proper, he disgraces the Torah. There's no in between. And for him, his sin is too great to bear. And he says, this could be what the Gemara in Yuma says. There are a number of Gemaras in Yuma that talk about this. Rav Palm quotes one, I'm going to quote another. The Gemara in Yuma says, Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe. Now we have that as a sin. This is the Torah that was placed in front of Moshe. But he plays the sin to a Samach and calls the Sam medicine. Right? What is that? Nasalo Sam Chaim. Right? So it says Zocha Nasalo Sam Chaim. If you merit it, that's going to be the merit. That's going to be the antidote for peace. Lo Zocha Nasalo Sam Misa. Then it's going to be death. It's going to cause certain death. So Palm explains what's going on in this Gemara. It's very simple. If you zoche, if you know how to use the crown of Torah properly with proper midos, memela, then others are going to want to join in. That's going to be the samachayim. But if you are a manuvel, if you're somebody who doesn't treat others properly, and you're sitting and learning Torah, That's a disgrace. Similarly, the Gemara in Yuma tells us in a number of other places. So, the Gemara in Yuma on Pevavim and Beis, the Torah Tamima, I found this is the Torah Tamima, but this is a well-known Gemara. And the Gemara says, V'yavta, we know on the Pasuk, V'yavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. Right? So what does that mean? What does it mean, V'yavta es Hashem Elokecha? So the Gemara in Yuma on Pevavim and Beis says, V'yavta Hashem Elokecha, she'ashem shemayim mis'ahev al yadcha. The name of God should be beloved upon you. She'akorei v'shone, you should sit and learn, umishamish tamadicham, serve tamadichamim, via masa'o umatano be'emuna, deal with other people properly, with respect, v'diburu benachas, always speak calmly, just like Rav Pam did, imhabrios. So mahabrios al-mer, what are people going to say about him? Ploni shalom ha-Torah, this person who teaches Torah, kamenoim drachav, how beautiful are his ways, kamen misukanim ma'esav, how beautiful are his actions. And the Torah Tamim on the bottom to quote a Sifri, and he says, the Lashon Havaso al Abrios ka'Avnavinu. That was the secret of Avnavinu. How did Avnavinu makarev everybody? Quotes a Sifri. Not through his dark drushes. I'm sure they were good. But what did we see in the Torah, in Lech Lecha? What does he do when the Malachim show up? What does Avnavinu do? What's the first thing he does? He makes sure they eat. He makes sure they're well fed. He makes sure they drink. And then he convinces them to bench. And that's why Avram was the greatest Baal Tshuva movement leader, Makariv in the world. Because he understood the secret was not the drushes, but it was the kindness, it was the sweetness, it was the beauty that he exemplified. This is the responsibility placed upon all B'nai Torah, that when you head into Shavuos and we think, what's the crown of Torah? The crown of Torah, of course, is the people who learn. But it's only those who learn, and they bring with them their midos. The Pasuk, we go back to the beginning, the Pasuk says specifically, V'chayu v'lo yamusu, they shall live, and they shouldn't die. Meaning, you could live, but you can't kill people. What does it mean? You have to be learning. Yes, but the behavior, if you act in a negative way, that's going to kill people. There is a double-edged sword, so to speak. If you're the people who are of the living, you have to be a responsible one who shows everybody else. This is what the Nitziv was driving at. When the Nitziv echoes those words and he says, the Kedusha gives Chayim to those who watch out for it, but they give death to those people who do not watch out for it. That's the biggest tragedy in the world. And by the way, we all know people like this. You know, I know somebody who told me that somebody was dressed Sanua, Shaitel, and they were on the gas line. And back in the early days, in the late 70s, early 80s, you probably remember from the movie Miracle, there were long gas lines because there was some sort of crisis with the Arab nations. And it was like mamish, you know, when you wanted gas, it was somebody with a shaitel cut somebody else in line. So the person looks and ripped off their shaitel. Anyway, what were they explaining? He said, what are you doing? You believe in, you're somebody who holds in the world the Torah and you don't have the proper midos. You're turning people away. I have the schus of teaching brachos every day. So there's an amazing Gemara on Daf Samad Gimel and Aleph explaining how a Kaddish Baruch Hu teaches Torah. And there was the removal of the Oal Moed. So the Gemara says, Ika the Amri, Kach Emerlo a Kaddish Baruch Hu Moshe. This is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu. He shows him how to instruct and teach Torah. Kishem she'ani yizbarati l'chaponim, just like I showed you a beautiful face, and through that you were makariv and came close to Torah, kach ata hazbir ponim l'Yisrael v'hichzer o'ol ha'makom. So do you have to show Klai Yisrael you love them and bring the Torah back into their midst. Because if you leave it outside their midst, they're going to think you're angry at them. And if they think you're angry at them, what are they going to do? They're going to walk away. The challenge of the B'nai Torah of our door are to be people who are ambassadors for our religion. Ambassadors, not just for a mikvah, which we see in the 5,000 shuls list, but to be ambassadors for Torah learning. That look, I learned Torah and I'm a beautiful yid. Mamela, automatically, what's going to happen? People are going to want to join the revolution because these are people you want to be like. And this is what Rav Pam says. He says beautiful quotes of Gemara, quotes the Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. He says, Chayev on Adam Linho Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. A person is obligated to sit and to give Kavod to a Sefer Torah. And it's also a mitzvah to give them a place which is going to be Mahodur. That's beautiful. That's why there's beautiful Aron Kodesh. So if a person wants to bring Torah into his heart, he needs to find a place for the Torah. He needs to develop himself in the Midos, in those particular fashion. If you don't develop yourself in your character traits, the Torah is worthless. There's a beautiful medrash that says that somebody who has that idea in learning Torah, but doesn't have the Benah, doesn't have the Yerushalayim piece, doesn't have that other element, it's like he has the keys to the inside of his house, but not the keys to the outside of the house. You can't get in where you need to go. The Torah is not going to stay anywhere. But more fundamentally, the way Rav Palm is explaining is in my trajectory in dealing with the rest of the world. How is the rest of the world going to perceive me? They're going to perceive the learners of Torah. I am the ambassador to Torah. So we go back to the Netziv that we started with. The Netziv says in a beautiful way, Al Tachris Veshevet, remember, Vizos Asu Lahem, V'chayu. You should do with them, V'chayu, V'lo Yamusu, and not die. Why the double language? Says the Halakha Netziv that the Kedusha was given to watch out and to protect. If we watch out and protect, we will chayu. But even if we don't protect it, then we will Yamusu. So there's a double-edged sword. We have to protect it to make sure, to ensure that we're able to give that over to future generations so that they could see the beauty of our Talmud Torah. Have a wonderful day.